The 359 is sponsored by USB Technology. The USB Implementers Forum reminds consumers that USB IF logos are displayed on certified USB products. So the next time you're shopping for a reliable USB charger, cable, or device, look for the logos. Get the whole story at enablingusb.org.
Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Are you willing to spend almost $3,000 on a robot dog? Well, Sony has the pup for you. Ben's got all the details on the new Aibo.
Wait, I do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's $2,900. It's the...
That's all you need to know. All right, it's done. It's too expensive.
It's a limited edition bundle. I don't know why they made the bundle so much more expensive
than
bundle, in Japan.
Though? Well, what exactly comes in this bundle?
It includes dog toys. They have the, quote, eye bone for the Aibo.
Oh, jeez.
And also a pink ball, which is reminiscent of the original Aibo that they discontinued 12 years ago.
So tell me more about this Aibo. What does it actually do? Why would I want to spend $3,000 on it?
It's literally a robot companion. It doesn't really serve much of a practical function as far as I can tell. It does have a ton of really cool tech built into it, but basically it's meant to be like a companion robot. It goes and it finds you, talks to you, or like it barks at you. You can teach it tricks. It can map your house. But yeah, it's basically like meant to mimic a dog, but not be a dog.
All right. Speaking of robots, LG says it will show off a wearable suit bot next week at the IFA trade show. It's essentially an exoskeleton that you wear to enhance your strength. It's really for factory workers moving heavy boxes.
That sounds totally sweet.
You know what?
And you'll be at IFA next week.
I am totally going to wear this. This reminds me of the exoskeleton that they had at CES one year that made you old. It made you a geezer. This is way better.
This is pretty much the exact opposite. This isn't the first time we've seen exoskeleton suits that augment your physical capabilities, but this is part of their new LG's sort of their focus on robots and AI and all this new fancy tech stuff.
Mm.
But basically, how close are we to a full-blown Iron Man suit?
I mean, hopefully I mean, by this...
This looks pretty far from that.
Hopefully by the holidays.
Rain on your parade, but yeah, this looks nothing like Iron Man.
Really, all you need are the arms, and it's kind of like the beginning of the Iron Man suit.
You also need a laser cannon in your chest.
Not looking for the laser cannon. I just want the suit part.
That's the limited edition part.
Yeah, that is that actually comes on the Aibo, the laser beam.
That's worth $2,900 at least.
Yeah. So we'll get more details on this next week. Unfortunately, Ben will be at IFA in Berlin to hopefully check this out in person.
Yeah.
Lastly, the DNC. There was a bit of a security scare with the DNC yesterday, but it turned out to be a bit of a false alarm. Alfred, what happened here?
So security researchers on Wednesday basically discovered a phishing page that looked identical to Vote Builder, which is what the DNC uses for their voter database. So, you know, this kind of brought back this whole sense of, are they trying to hack our election? Are they trying to send this to our, like, DNC staffers to try to get their logins and their passwords, which is what these security researchers had believed. So the DNC looked more into it yesterday, and then they basically discovered this was a false alarm. Yes, there was a fake page of Vote Builder, but it wasn't built by any foreign adversaries or anything like that.
It was built by basically a test.
A lot of websites do these where they test their own employees to see if they'll fall for phishing websites.
Wait, so this is built by the DNC?
Not by the DNC, but somebody within like a Democrat-like organization. There were reports, NBC and PC Mag both reported that it came from the Michigan Democratic Party. I've reached out to them to confirm that, but apparently somebody within those ranks basically commissioned this test and didn't tell anybody about it.
Oh my God.
So there was this whole like big concern about that.
Well, given the DNC's past history with hacks, I guess it's good that they're being extra prudent.
Yeah, it's much better for them to be cautious about this than to just think, it's probably nothing.
All right, for more on these stories, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Thanks for listening.